Right now, there's a lot of conversation around working from home. And even though we're sort of transitioning back from working from home, which we've kind of done the last 2 years, going back to the office, there's a lot of people that will still be working from home because they have that option to do so. And a lot of people don't have that option. The work from anywhere culture has spawned a whole new breed of employees rethinking their options when faced with the expectation of returning to the office. So we thought we'd find out exactly what it's like cracking the work from home code. We've got Ingrid Bayer on the line. She's the founder and CEO of VA Institute. Ingrid, good morning and welcome to The Buzz.
Good morning.
Great to have you on the show. This is a real transition time, isn't it, for people that have been working from home, going back to the office, or people choosing to stay back at home?
I think so. And, you know, I talk to so many people, and I'm sure you experience the same thing, where it's kind of really common now for people to have spent quite a bit of time working from home. So, you know, it's sort of the rule now rather than the exception. So the world's changed exponentially, and people are definitely rethinking whether they want to return to work.
That's actually really interesting, Ingrid. You're right, because we are at this kind of crossroads now where working from home is very, very attractive. There's also, when we're at home, a measure of discipline that's required as well. So where do you begin in that space?
So discipline is really important in working from home, and I'm sure people who have spent any time working from home will understand that there are distractions. They can be in the form of little two-legged distractions or four-legged distractions or surfing the internet. So we do definitely have to knuckle down and set some boundaries for ourselves. It's really great to have that 2 minute or 1 minute commute to your office. And it's certainly not suited to everybody to work from home, as you said. But setting regular office hours, I think, is important. You know, it's really interesting because some people even say dressing for work is something that they do. Yes, definitely for Zoom, we dress from the midriff up and we're still working bare feet, right? But, yeah, it's important to do stuff that actually makes you feel like you're at work. Allocating time slots for, you know, different tasks that you want to focus on. I'm a really big fan of batching up, you know, doing one thing and getting it done and then moving on to the next thing, because that's going to make you feel productive. Like one task at a time. But also what's really important is that we have to look after ourselves, our mental health. So scheduling in some time to get out, maybe go for a walk if you can, you know, just even hanging the washing on the line can be a bit sort of removing yourself from the workplace. Yeah. But you've got to look after yourself and all this stuff.
I kind of find too, Ingrid, that one task at a time is ideal, because I quite often find myself not unable to decide whether I get the coffee or I make myself another sandwich with it. So I've just got to just work out that it's one item at a time.
Yeah, it's a huge problem when you have those things to consider. But yeah, it is one of those things. And I think, you know, one of the most important things, as well as me time, is when you're working for a company, they have a duty of care to make sure that we do take care of ourselves. And I think what we're finding is that is sort of starting to come, well, they've definitely had to pay attention to that. But for us, and when we're working from home, and like I'm someone who's worked from home for 14 years now, that feeling isolated or disconnected, making sure that you spend time with real people, you know, finding a balance. You've just got to come up with that great balance that works. And you've got to be able to switch off, because what can happen is we can actually get burnout, because it's so easy to walk across to the other side of the room and jump on your computer, and next thing you know, it's 3 hours down the track and you know, family still needs you, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. I remember getting told years ago too, Ingrid, that if you are working from home, a simple task like getting changed, walking out the front door, locking the door behind you, walking to the letterbox, checking the letterbox, and then coming back to your front door and unlocking the door, coming back inside, can be just the most minor of trigger that can get you into that right headspace. Does that kind of still apply?
I definitely think, well, maybe not, but you know, I understand what you're saying, and there definitely is, I guess there's rituals that people will go through. I think it too comes back to being like that switching off side of things. Getting dressed to go to work would be a good thing, but coming home, what do? You know, most people experience burnout if they can't flick that switch. And for some people, they'll come home, they'll drive home from traditional work, walk in and they're off duty. But it's not the case when you're working from home. So you've got to make sure you have some discipline around that.
I love this, Ingrid. There is so much more that tips and tricks that you've got to offer. If people would like more information, where would they find you?
They can jump on our website. It's vainstitute.com.au. And, yeah, I'm there and they can book a time with me.
Absolutely wonderful. We thank you for your time, Ingrid. We'll let you get back to your work.
Thank you. I'm actually in the rainforest at the moment working from anywhere.
Oh, lovely. I love that.
Very envious.
All right. That's a good place to be. That's somewhere I've never worked before. Ingrid, thank you so much. And we will look forward to talking to you again in the future.